How bad does Max Miller have to get before Vivek Ramaswamy stops touting his endorsement? This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Ohio Republicans have until 4 p.m. Monday to put a different name on the November ballot in the 7th Congressional District. To make that possible, United States Representative Max Miller would have to formally withdraw sometime Saturday. Enough lead time for the 48-hour notice required before the county Republican chairs in his district could meet and pick a replacement. Miller has said, repeatedly and on camera, that he is not doing it. His former father-in-law, United States Senator Bernie Moreno, has said he is unfit for Congress. Ohio's other Republican Senator John Husted has called on him to resign and leave the race. The House Ethics Committee has opened an investigation into whether he committed domestic violence. A local Republican group canceled a rally with him over threats. One thing has not changed. Miller's name is still listed as an endorser on the campaign website of Vivek Ramaswamy, the Republican nominee for governor. As of Saturday, quote, Representative Max Miller, end quote, appears under, quote, Ohio Congressional Delegation, end quote, on Ramaswamy's endorsements page, alongside United States Reps. Dave Taylor, Jim Jordan, Michael Rowley, and Warren Davidson. Moreno and Husted are on the same page under National Leaders. That page is not hard to edit. Ramaswamy's campaign has proved it. What Miller is accused of? Miller's ex-wife, Emily Moreno, is the daughter of Senator Bernie Moreno. In court filings and police reports, she has accused Miller of holding a gun to her head, throwing her against a wall, and throwing hot water on her. The Ohio Capital Journal reports Miller faces accusations of abuse from three women. Miller denies all of it. He has never been criminally charged in connection with the allegations. He has sued Emily Moreno for defamation. Her lawyers have moved to dismiss the suit. In an August 2nd live stream on X, he acknowledged spraying her with the sink sprayer during a 2024 argument, but said the water was not scalding and called the incident, quote, horseplay, end quote. The couple's two-year-old daughter suffered a fractured collarbone and bruising. The cause was disputed and was investigated by police in February 2026. Emily Moreno did not accuse Miller of causing the injury, but said she could not rule it out. Miller says the child was in a nanny's care at the time. A child welfare agency deemed two reports of abuse unsubstantiated. One report recorded an, quote, indicated, end quote, finding of physical abuse, meaning investigators saw signs of abuse but lacked sufficient evidence and could not determine who caused it. A court has continued to grant Miller joint custody. Quote, no court, no agency has ever substantiated any allegation of abuse against me, Miller said in the live stream. No criminal charge has ever been filed against me, end quote. The document dump. Alongside that live stream, Miller posted a link to a folder of hundreds of messages, recordings, and images from the divorce. It contained an unredacted photograph of his two-year-old daughter with her name visible. Miller's personal attorney, Aaron Mink, took responsibility 2 days later, quote, I am solely responsible for what happened, end quote. Mink said in a statement, calling the inclusion completely unintentional and a mistake. He apologized to both families and to the child. Emily Moreno's attorney, Subodh Chandra, wrote that at least one image could be considered child sexual abuse material because the child's genitals appeared visible and demanded an explanation for how it happened. Mink disputed that description, telling Politico the images showed the child without a shirt and that no genitals were visible. He also said it was shameful for Moreno's lawyers to make a public spectacle of the error. Senator Bernie Moreno, the child's grandfather, did not accept the explanation. Quote, on Sunday, when he went out and did what he did, including releasing photos of my granddaughter completely naked, that now you have hundreds and thousands of psychotic human beings that have that, and to say oops is grotesque, Moreno told reporters. This is truly the seventh level of hell. TiffinOhio.net reported the details of that release and the responses to it earlier this week. Two senators, one answer. Moreno went public on August 2nd, hours after the live stream. Out of concern for the safety of my family, I hope to keep this matter private. But Max Miller's increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior has made that impossible, he wrote. As he has admitted privately, Max Miller needs serious psychological help. He is a danger to my daughter, and I hold my breath every minute he has custody of my granddaughter. He added, if there are any basic standards of character required to hold elected office, Max Miller fails them. He should not serve in the House of Representatives. Husted, who had said a week earlier that he did not have information about the matter, reversed course Thursday. "Anyone who commits domestic violence is not fit to serve in Congress," Husted wrote. "The House Ethics Committee should thoroughly investigate any credible allegations, and any member found to have committed domestic violence should resign from Congress immediately," end quote. Husted stopped short of judging the allegations themselves. Quote, "Given everything they are facing, I do not see how a campaign for Congress benefits any of them," he wrote in a statement reported by the Ohio Capital Journal. "I believe Max would be making the right decision, to step aside as a candidate and resign from Congress, to focus on what is in the best interest of his daughter," end quote. Senator Tim Sheehy of Montana called Miller a, quote, "degenerate sociopath," end quote. Donovan O'Neill, State Director of Americans for Prosperity Ohio, called him unfit to serve. Government Mike DeWine called the allegations serious and troubling, but said the decision belongs to voters. House Speaker Mike Johnson has declined to call for Miller to step down. President Donald Trump, asked whether Miller should resign, said he would look at it, and later told Miller by phone that the race would be tough. Miller's answer. Miller filed an ethics complaint against himself. The House Ethics Committee announced Tuesday it had opened an investigation into whether he, quote, "may have engaged in domestic violence and abuse or illegal drug use," end quote. TiffinOhio.net covered the committee's announcement when it was made. He then let the Wednesday deadline pass, the one that would have allowed Republicans to hold a special primary to replace him. TiffinOhio.net reported that deadline coming and going with no withdrawal. Quote, "People have asked me, what are you going to do? Are you going to drop out of this race? Are you going to resign? Are you going to get out before the deadline?" Miller told CNN's Jake Tapper, "and my answer to you, Jake, is no," end quote. He has since loaned his campaign $1 million in two installments. Quote, "I am in this for the long haul," he said. "I know there are some people that are concerned about my ability to win this race right now, but I don't share that," end quote. The concern is measurable. A company/efficient survey of 615 likely general election voters in the district, conducted August 5th and 6th with a margin of error of 3.94 points, put Democrat Brian Poindexter at 47% and Miller at 33%. A survey from the previous week had the margin at 5 points. Miller's unfavorable rating moved from 41% to 57% in that span. Awareness of the domestic violence allegations went from 53% to 86%. Poindexter, a union iron worker and Brook Park City Council member, has not softened. Quote, "No one credibly accused of holding a gun to his wife's head and breaking their 2-year-old daughter's collarbone belongs in the halls of power," end quote, he said after the live stream. He told Politico the allegations are credible and outrageous, and that if they prove true, Miller should be in jail. On Friday, the Strongsville GOP canceled a rally it had scheduled for Monday, featuring Miller and United States Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida. Chair Shannon Burns cited threats, writing that their number and nature had made the event untenable. The group blamed Miller's political opponents. The page Ramaswamy already knows how to change. Asked about Miller at the Ohio State Fair on Wednesday, Ramaswamy did not weigh in. Quote, "I wish everybody's family well," he said. "My prayers are with the granddaughter, who's involved in that situation. And I think that is the most important thing," end quote. He did not say whether Miller should resign, whether Miller should leave the ballot, or whether the endorsement still stands. The Ohio Democratic Party has called on him to reject it. The reason the endorsements page matters is that Ramaswamy's campaign has already demonstrated how quickly it can be edited when reporting makes a name inconvenient. In April, TiffinOhio.net reported that the campaign was promoting the endorsement of State Representative Rodney Creech, who was accused by a minor female relative of climbing into bed with her while erect and wearing only his underwear, according to Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation documents. 2 days later, Creech's name vanished from the page, along with that of State Representative Gary Click. Web archive snapshots captured both removals. The campaign announced nothing. Click's name reappeared roughly 2 hours after TiffinOhio.net documented the change. He then told followers on Facebook that reports of his removal were, quote, "greatly exaggerated," end quote. A claim TiffinOhio.net checked against the archive. Creech's name was never restored. It is still absent from the page today, 4 months later, so the campaign has a record on this. When reporting attached a cost to a name, the name came off within 48 hours. When the cost eased, another name went back on within 2 hours. Miller's name has now survived a week that included a sitting senator calling him a danger to his own daughter, a second senator calling on him to resign, an ethics investigation, and the release of a nude photograph of a two-year-old. TiffinOhio.net first reported that the endorsement remained live a week ago. Creech is still on the ballot, too. Creech offers the closest available comparison, and it is not a reassuring one for anyone expecting the party to police itself. The allegations against him date to 2023 and became public in May 2025. According to Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation documents, a minor female relative said Creech climbed into bed and under the covers with her, while erect and wearing only his underwear, along with other inappropriate touching. Creech acknowledged to investigators that he had gotten into bed with her in his underwear. He denied the sexual nature of the allegations and has called them, quote, demonstrably false, end quote. The accuser is his daughter. In February 2026, she spoke publicly about the alleged conduct, and Creech responded on his official Facebook page by calling her account, quote, textbook parental alienation, end quote, and saying she was trying to make him look bad. The Preble County Sheriff and the county prosecutor both recused themselves because of personal relationships with Creech, and BCI did not open its investigation until 4 months after the allegations were first reported. Clark County Prosecutor Daniel Driscoll, a Republican brought in as special prosecutor, closed the case in October 2024 without charges. Quote, after a full review, I find that Creech's behavior during the time of the investigation was concerning and suspicious, Driscoll wrote. However, the evidence falls short of the threshold needed for prosecution. He added, I find the statements of the victim to be persuasive, but find no independent evidence to support their claims, end quote. House Speaker Matt Huffman stripped Creech of four committee assignments, removed him as chair of House Agriculture, and asked him to consider resigning. Quote, I told him that this, on its face, was very serious, and I did not think that he could fill out his duties effectively as a legislator, end quote, Huffman said at the time. Creech did not resign. 9 months later, Huffman restored his committee seats, explaining that no state or local authorities had taken action, and signed a letter asking the Ohio Republican Party to endorse Creech for re-election. The party obliged. He won the May 5th Republican primary in House District 40, defeating former State Representative J. Todd Smith 58% to 42%. No Democrat filed for the seat. He is the party's nominee on the November 3rd ballot, facing a Democratic write-in candidate and Libertarian Joshua Umbaugh. State Representative Phil Plummer, who is now Creech's rival in Republican politics, told BCI investigators that Creech's comments about the allegations were appalling. Plummer and Creech both appeared on the same Ramaswamy endorsement graphic in March 2026. TiffinOhio.net has tracked the full arc of the party's reversal on Creech, and the way his endorsement moved on and off Republican websites in the weeks before the primary. Gary Click never walked away. The Republican who represents Tiffin and Fremont has been Creech's legislative partner throughout. In a June 2021 Facebook post celebrating House Resolution 57, State Representative Gary Click, Republican from Vickery, thanked, quote, my good friend Representative Rodney Creech, end quote, for photobombing his testimony. It was not a one-off. 2 months earlier, Click posted about House Bill 248. Quote, what the heck? Not on our watch. I'm with you, Rodney Creech and Jennifer Sherwood, Gross HB 248, end quote. In July 2021, he commented on a Creech post, quote, my grandparents used to take me there to see the Christmas lights each year. Great job, Rep. Creech. In a December 2021 exchange, he wrote, same here, bud, end quote, unquote. Rodney Creech, you make my cut every day, end quote. Those posts predate the public release of the BCI records by more than 3 years. One item does not. In January 2025, after the conduct BCI investigated, and after the special prosecutor closed the case, an inauguration-related Instagram caption named Creech, alongside Click, State Representative Thomas Hall, and Vivek Ramaswamy. What Click has not said, in the years since, is anything else. He has not publicly called on Creech to resign, has not criticized his conduct, and has not said whether his view of his good friend changed after the investigative records and the special prosecutor's findings became public. No such statement appears in the endorsement materials, campaign statements, or public reporting TiffinOhio.net has reviewed. What is on the record is the opposite. A legislative partnership that continued after Huffman stripped Creech of every committee assignment and asked him to quit. Click and Creech are both co-sponsors of House Bill 649, the Child Care Fraud Prevention Act, which would require video surveillance of every licensed child care center in Ohio, with live remote access for state officials, and establish an online portal tracking child care attendance. Both are also co-sponsors of House Bill 249, the Indecent Exposure Modernization Act, which is Republican sponsors described as a child protection measure and which critics call a public drag ban. The House passed it 63-30 on March 25th. It is pending in the Senate Judiciary Committee, 3 weeks after Creech dismissed his own daughter's account as, quote, textbook parental alienation, end quote. Click introduced House Bill 693, the Affirming Families First Act, which would write a version of that same framework into Ohio statute. Parental alienation is a disputed concept that a 2023 report by the UN Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women described as unfounded and unscientific, and which is frequently raised in custody disputes to undercut abuse allegations. Click has built his political brand on protecting children. He was the primary sponsor of House Bill 68, the law restricting gender-affirming care for minors. TiffinOhio.net has documented the pattern of the two men's shared bills and shared endorsements since April. Seneca County Democratic Party Chair Gina Grandillo raised the question publicly in July, noting that Creech admitted getting into bed with his minor daughter, that a Republican speaker stripped his committees and asked him to resign, and that Click has continued to campaign on child protection while saying nothing about it. Why this reaches Seneca and Sandusky counties? Voters here do not cast ballots in the 7th Congressional District or in House District 40. They cast ballots for governor, and they cast ballots in House District 88, which covers all of Sandusky and Seneca counties. Click is on Ramaswamy's endorsements page today. His name came off it in April, 2 days after TiffinOhio.net reported on the Creech allegations, and went back on the same afternoon the outlet published the removal. Creech's name never returned. Miller's has not moved. Ohioans vote Tuesday, November 3rd. Ramaswamy faces Democrat Amy Acton in a race the Cook Political Report moved from lean Republican to toss-up in July. An endorsements page is one of the cheapest things a campaign can change, and this campaign has changed it inside of 2 days when it wanted to. Whatever happens to Miller's candidacy between now and 4 p.m. Monday, the page is a decision, and it is being made in public.